You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
But I want to ask you this last question right here. You know, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., he had in his unity marches, he had what's called the 10 commitments, that you actually had to agree to the 10 commitments before you actually could walk with him and march with him, because you had Malcolm X happening at the same time. You had all that militant, you know, Black Panthers. Then you had, you know, and he said specifically that, you know, hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that, right? And darkness cannot drive out darkness, but only light can do that. And so his approach was, and his niece, who heads up the King Center in Atlanta, said that Dr. King's call wasn't to civil rights. He had a spiritual call. His assignment was to civil rights and that, as a believer. So his pledge, I want you to see this pledge right here that, he had people sign. He says, they had to sign this before they could march. He says, I hereby pledge myself, my person, and my body to a nonviolent movement. Therefore, I will keep the following 10 commitments. Meditate daily on the teachings and life of Jesus Christ, which is abiding we're talking about, right? We're on abiding. Number two, remember always that the nonviolent movement seeks justice and reconciliation, not
victory.
Victory. This is important because a lot of this political stuff is about victory. And so let's go back to that, go back to number two for a second. And so this is when we're standing up publicly, we're just going like, we want to reconcile people to Christ. We want, justice for everyone. There's no such thing as a social justice. There's just justice for everyone. Everybody deserves justice. And so the third thing that they had to sign to walk with is walk and talk in a manner of love, for God is love. Okay, the fourth. Pray daily to be used by God in order that all men might be free. So it's about everybody being free. Okay. Sacrifice personal wishes. This is about love requires, right? In order that all men might be free. So I'm willing to sacrifice some stuff I would want so that everybody could benefit, right?
Which hold is back on my liberty for the sake of my brother so it doesn't cause him to stumble.
Okay, number six. Observe with both friend and adversary the ordinary rules of courtesy. And that's what you're talking about. It's like, just be nice, be loving, be kind. The seventh one is, you know, to seek to perform regular services for others and for the world. Just serving people, treating them well, right? Number eight was refrain from the violence of fist, tongue, and heart. Think about that. Fist, tongue, and heart. And this one thing that, you know, he knew that by walking that somebody will try to hijack that movement like they did in Dallas. And next thing you know, the whole thing gets turned upside down because there wasn't a covenant like this or commitment, right? And so the next one was, number nine is, strive to be in a good spirit and body health, because you got to march and walk and that type of thing, you know. And tenth, the final one was, you know, discipline yourself to follow the spirit of the movement. That's what you're talking about in this program. You're talking about this is, and you write about in your book, this is what it's about. It's not about that. It's about this, right? And you sign the pledge having sincerely considered what I do and with the determination and will be, will persevere, right? So the question I have, you know, and Dr. King saw all kinds of things going on, because you're talking about the 60s. And so, and I've seen so many good things hijacked because they didn't have the wisdom that Dr. King had. And I remember showing up at a particular airport once just to meet some political figure. And the media just swathed something up that's totally not true. Had nothing to do with what was going on. It was a personal meeting with somebody to find out how they stood on something. And so there's going to be banners thrown up over what you're doing. Do you have something similar to a commitment or covenant? I mean, somebody that, you know, because people could say one thing. But what's going to help people know that you'll protect them with the wisdom of God, that some banner won't be put over their head and all of a sudden, you know, that they're scarred because of what was going on? You know what I'm saying? So what do you have?
I think a few things help us. With this particular movement that God has initiated on the West Side. And that is where we had a verbal commitment with each other in the beginning. Some ideas that we agree that to leave all of our baggage, traditions, theology beyond the gospel, cultural issues at the door, political issues at the door, and only celebrate one thing, and that is what unifies us, our belief in the gospel. It was a verbal agreement in the beginning, but then we realized, as we had our sights on bringing this to the city next year in 2020, that we need to nail down in writing some of the issues that on a smaller scale we could agree on as friends. We've known each other for years. But we get to the city of Pensacola, and I'll be meeting with churches this month, several of them, both next week and then at the end of the month in downtown Pensacola. We thought we better go ahead and put together some documents that would define it, that people have to sign off on. Very similar to this, not quite as in detail. But the one was what we mean by the gospel. What do we mean by the gospel? Mm-hmm. And to lay out theologically the gospel the apostles preached, the gospel that Billy Graham preached, with scriptural references to back it up, the basic essentials that Paul talked about in Romans 1 through chapters 1 through 6. And we laid it out in a gospel statement, very clear, very simple. Every believer has to believe these things to become a Christian. You got to believe it. So we laid that out. In addition to that, we put together a covenant, a covenant agreement. A covenant is agreement between two parties. Mm-hmm. And spiritual covenants, of course, are spiritual agreements between God and man and with each other. And in that covenant, we basically outline some of the issues that are important to us. Number one, that we have come together, you know, that we believe the following, you know, tenets or guidelines. I'm in agreement with the following guidelines. Number one, that we have agreed to disagree on all issues beyond the gospel, but we agree on, all of us here, on the gospel of Jesus Christ and the gospel statement, as declared in the gospel statement, that other doc. Number two, that I'm trying to think now, the I believe the other one was about keeping everything else out of our meetings, whether it be our gathering events and church venues or the march and rally, that everything else that we've agreed that we will not bring any other issues into our meetings. Then, taking a step further, we further agree that we will protect the integrity of this movement by not allowing anyone, other groups, to hijack this movement from its original purposes.
What's that?
That we'll do our best to protect this movement as a gospel-only movement.
So everybody that's walking or marching signs that, or just the pastors?
Well, the pastors representing the churches. These are churches.
So these people that have to have a pastor to march?
Well, no. Okay. But I'm saying for the churches that are involved, that are officially on board to march with us, we're not going to individuals. We're just going to the church families. That they have to sign that agreement that both they and their church are in agreement with that particular covenant agreement and will abide by it. That way, we can present the gospel once the march is over and we're at the rally point. Wherever that might be, an outdoor event. In the case of next year, it'll be at Seville Square. That at that point, we can actually, at the end of all the pastors sharing, taking 5 minutes, prayers, music groups, a variety of host of the, showcasing the variety of the body of Christ, you know, and all of its different expressions. Once that's done, we'll present the simple gospel message that if anyone's out there, bystanders, people that have walked by and have been impressed with what they see, and would like to meet the Savior that made it possible, that would give them a chance to accept Christ. Once they do that, rather than altar calls, we're not set up to do all that, but we can say, if you just pray to receive the Lord, congratulations. There are believers around you right now who will celebrate with you. You'll also find a sheet, and we'll have different info tables set up around Seville Square, with a list of the churches that have signed on, that are part of this movement, that have agreed with the gospel of Jesus Christ. You let the Holy Spirit of God lead you to whatever church you feel led to go to. But this Sunday, choose, ask God specifically, and you go to that church. Get plugged in. Begin to grow in your faith.
Beautiful.
And that's how. And that's the way we could deal with that. That way there's no competitive spirit. You know, but we do have a chance to share the gospel of Christ publicly right there, outdoors, united, in full view.
I love that. It's beautiful.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFN KB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.